Airport VWA, mobile.
Have you got to be out on the road today? W2T, sitting back at home.
Boy, it's like this. If it weren't for ID10T errors, I wouldn't make any money. Nah, I had to go down and repair a mechanical tube stand and get it fixed up, then get the guy back in business. And I'm going to run up to Ingles before the food supply runs out. Have you heard the latest rumor?
No, I didn't find a lot of shortage of stuff when I went to Bilo this morning. I was there early, though. But even to that, I even got toilet paper today.
Hey, listen, I went into Costco on Monday while I was out working on Monday, and they had everything. I mean, they were well supplied and no limits. And, anyhow, my wife is wanting some of this yogurt stuff that she likes to take to lunch at work, so I'm going to run up there and get it on my way home. And then she'll be happy. Everybody be happy, happy, happy. But from what I've heard, the rumor that's going around now is that we're going to be out of food in 3 weeks in the grocery stores because of the supply chain is running out of the reserve. You ever heard anything so stupid?
It is what it is. And, I don't know what else to say about that. And the thing about it is, I quit listening to rumors because all they do is give me headaches.
Oh, you know, that's about like that one rumor I heard that there was 1,600 people that had been tested over at the Greenville Hospital System. And within a few days, there would be approximately 1,600 more new cases. Well, it never panned out. You know, people just bugs me when they perpetuate all this junk. I tell you. Well, so what else is going on? Have you heard about this ARRL rookie day?
It's they have that once a year, and that's for people who have been licensed less than a certain amount of time and haven't competed in any, have been licensed less than a certain amount of time to do it. So that's the way they do that.
I've been licensed since last July. What's the amount of time?
3 years, I think. If you've been within 3 years, go online to arl.org and read about it. And they'll have something right there on the front page. They'll have a link so you can click on it and go read about it. It tells you what it's all about. You get a nice certificate out of it.
But Rusty, you're my font of information.
Not on that, since, I don't, I haven't qualified for that in, at least 30 years.
but you know all and tell all, don't you?
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding with you, bud. Oh, there are folks out there that try, but, well, that sounds interesting. I may have to go over there and check it out. I saw the email that's going around about it. Something about teams? Yeah, I'll have to go on and read that and figure out what that's all about.
That would be a good thing to do. I mean, it'll tell you all about it, so... they can, it'll take care of it like that. So, that'd be a good thing to do is go look it up.
Yeah, it says that, something about a group of five and that you should have an Elmer. So, anyhow, maybe it'll be specific.
Radio check, break.
Jump in there, radio check.
Homemade radio here. How's that sound?
Well, as far as I can tell, I'm up here 2 miles south of Highway 11 at New Cut Road, and you sound pretty good over here. You're hitting the repeater well. How about you, Rusty? How does he sound where you are?
Well, as far as I can tell, you got good audio. You do have a tiny bit of white noise on it, but, you know, that could be have all to do with your antenna or where you are or what all like that. But other than that, it sounds pretty good. Over.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, it's a handheld that I've been working on, and I'm at Dinkinsville Road, 186, and Keir Highway, right near Subway.
Well, you answered my question when you said it was a handheld. So that right there tells me they don't do a lot of those are called handy squawkies most of the time. But anyway, you're sounding all right with it. You're doing pretty good from where you are.
Well, thank you all very much. Y'all have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, throw your call sign in there before you go,
Glenn.
Throw your call sign in there before you go.
Well, you too, T.
I still got to get a call sign.
Okay. Well, you need a call sign to be on this band. So get that thing and then come on back in there and jump in with us. Till then, get that call sign, Chief.
Appreciate it. I'm studying that nice thick book I got. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I got news for you. From technician, they only get thicker.
Information. I'll keep that in mind. Y'all have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
Spell it. Maybe he'll make a good ham just as he gets that test taken. But I don't know. Something just told me he didn't have a call sign there.
Yeah, and that's why I said what I said, and if he keeps that up, he won't ever have a call sign.
Over you when you said that. What was it you said to him?
You're illegal, and that's all I said. So anyway, you're headed back to the grocery store and back to the house, huh?
Yes, sir. And I'm taking my time because I don't want to go back and cut grass.
So something to cut. You could always run down to my house real quick and take care of mine because it could sure use it.
Stop that. I'm using delaying tactics so that I don't have to cut today. I'm trying to get an excuse to get around it.
I heard what you were saying. And I heard what you were saying. So, you're not telling me something I don't know. I heard what you said about that.
You are such an encouragement, big guy. Well, I tell you what, I'm up here at the Links of Tryon, and I need to drop in there real quick and talk to a caterer because my daughter has pretty much decided that she's going to put the wedding off from May 16th. Out until about either June or August. Don't know which yet. Just depends on what all these people say. So I'm going to run in here, and I'll catch you later, bud. I'm glad you're doing okay. And that grass is not going to cut itself. Be industrious. Be a good citizen. Be a good neighbor. Get out there and cut that grass, man. Talk to you later. 73, scan 4, VWA. I'm clear after your final.
Well, I would get out there and cut grass, except that my mower has quit, and I don't know what's wrong with it. It doesn't want to start. It's a push mower. It's self-propelled, but it's a small mower, and right now it has no life. So, I mean, what can I say? And that's where that goes. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Steve. Have a good one. KN4VWA, W2T.
CPG Mobile.
CPG, KN4VWA. What's up, big guy?
4VWA, K4CPG. Just making some rounds, just dropped off some canned good donations at an aid agency. How are you doing?
I quit checking about a year or two ago. up in the morning, I see the sunshine. It's okay.
Call the sunny side up. Check.
Hey, so what are you doing? You out just cruising about, trying to do some good?
My boss was taking canned goods, donations, so I gathered them up and took them to the gleaning house in Pickens.
Like a food bank?
That's right. They are open to the public on Tuesdays, and they get about 200 folks, I guess, that come by. I was asking the guy if they had seen an increase. He said a little bit, but he expected it to be delayed. You know, I guess it'll start picking up a little more each week. But he said that around 200 every Tuesday.
Well, my church does a food bank also. I'm over... my church is on Highway 14, just north of Greer, and we do a food bank every Saturday morning, and we generally see about anywhere from 75 to 100, and that's going up pretty good.
Over in the Greer area, so, yeah, interesting, to watch. You know, there are layoffs that are happening with some of the manufacturers, and then too, the guy mentioned it, Charlie, was telling me that you know, the small businesses that are unable to employ folks are making just as big, if not bigger, a difference.
Yeah, that's true. Well, listen, I just had a call come in I've got to take. I'll be back on here in about 5. KN4, VWA, clear.